This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I would like to say I took lessons. What do you think? Welcome to another session of Sanity, right here at The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Hope you enjoyed that. Look, go back and get it if you didn't hear the whole last segment, because there's a group called the Black Conservative Federation. And Deontay Johnson is the president. Met him a couple of years ago at CPAC. Good guy. Good young man, okay? We need more good young men like this. We need more young men that aren't influenced. I know some of you are going, well, yes, he is. He's influenced by the right. No, actually, he's not. He actually sat back and took a look. You should hear some of the interviews I've done with him. He sat back and he took a look at both parties. He lined up what his core beliefs are, right? His core beliefs against the party's core beliefs, and decided that he more lined up with, 100% no, but he more lined up, is that proper English? More lined up with the Republican Party and conservatives as a whole than with, Democrats and liberals. And now, which I think is hilarious, they're going to be freaked out because the Democrats are confused from within. They're moving further left. I'm talking further left. And then they're going to wonder why they're going to lose more of the Hispanic and more of the black vote. And part of the reason is because of this Black Conservative Federation. You know, they've just named H.W. Prescott, as you heard in the last segment, H.W. Prescott Floyd as their vice president. Now, he can't say retired Marine, because my understanding is they never retired. He's a Marine Corps veteran. And you know what? He understands how this works. He's not going to allow them to walk all over him. He's not going to allow the Dems and or the liberals to talk down to him and try to get him to understand why he needs them. He doesn't need them at all. He doesn't need them in the least. Well, you know, they said they would never take our guns away. They said they would never come for those guns. They said that we'd never have to worry about this kind of thing. But in Seattle, they're exactly worrying about this kind of thing. They actually do have handgun seizures going on right now. They have a thing called the Extreme Risk Protection Order. Now, some of you would get mad at me, but I want you to hear me out. I would have to have such strict rules on this. And I think I'd have it expire like every 12 months, so it had to be reenacted or re-cleaned up. But if they had something like this in Florida, you wouldn't have 17 young people dead right now. Just look, come on. We're supposed to be sane, not just right-wing conservatives, but we're supposed to be sane right-wing conservatives, right? What do you think? So the Seattle police preemptively seized a firearm from a person considered an extreme risk under a new law. Police served an extreme risk protection order on a 31-year-old man in Belltown, requiring him to turn over all his firearms. The man had multiple incidents of harassment, including while armed, and had previously failed to comply with the judge's order to surrender his guns as part of the criminal case. Now, he didn't go see an attorney. He didn't get a way to stop it. He just decided to ignore the judge. So he's been involved in multiple incidents of harassment. One while he had a gun strapped. Now, how would they know he had a gun strapped to him unless they saw it? When he failed to appear for a court hearing, Police got a warrant, confronted him outside of his apartment, and seized a 25 caliber handgun inside. He was harassing and threatening some of his neighbors, and the behavior had been escalating over a period of time. Seattle Police Detective Patrick Michaud, a department spokesman, said, "Hey, what do you want us to do? I mean, how long do you let it go?" Extreme risk protection orders were created by Initiative 1491, which overwhelmingly approved by voters in 2016 and enacted last year. It authorized law enforcement families and others to petition for removal of firearms from a person deemed a danger to themselves or others. The so-called red flag laws also placed in California, Oregon, Indiana, and Connecticut are now being considered in 24 other states following the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida. Now, look, I don't get all excited about the fact that it was overwhelmingly approved by voters because, you know, as we know, sometimes the content is misleading, sometimes the titles are misleading. I should say sometimes, a lot of times, because they're created by the AG in the state, and, you know, the AG usually is of the party, in most cases, that don't want the guns to begin with. But just because it's overwhelmingly approved by voters doesn't give me a warm fuzzy. But I like that there's an outlet. I like that there's something where we go, hey, the cops have been here 37 times in the last 3 or 4 months, which is what happened in Florida. Why does this kid still have guns? Why does he still have access to guns? And if he's in your home or if he's in somebody's home, you know, mommy and daddy's home, whatever, then, I don't know, move him to an apartment or a nice jail cell. I don't know what you're going to do with it, but here's the thing for me. There's a problem. There's an issue. Why aren't we doing so? Why isn't he? Why aren't we? Why isn't somebody doing something about it? You can't just keep going, well, he has a right to have a gun. Yeah, he does. No question about it. He has a right to have a gun. But to what end? Is there ever a time where you guys on the right, I'm not asking for an answer now, I'm not asking you to be mad at me, don't go writing me nasty, go, you just don't get it. It's not that I don't get it. I'm asking a question. If I can't ask you a question, my friends on the right, if I can't ask you a question, an honest question, then you're no better than the left. Isn't that what we get mad at them for? We can't ask them a question and they go off a handle? Are you comfortable? Is there ever a time where you would be comfortable with the police coming in and being allowed to take away your guns? Now, I know you're going to say the FISA court this, the FISA court that. Look at how good. I'm not in all of that. Okay? Anyway, I'm Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. God, I've talked too much. We'll be back in a minute. You don't want to miss the next interview. Sure. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal it. itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
Back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Networks. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hop up on the website. I want your email address. So when you go to the website, go to the white box, put your email address in there. I send you one email a week. All I do is let you know what's coming up on the show, what topics we're going to be discussing. You don't like it, it's really simple. You just unsubscribe it. It's not brain surgery, people. Always a pleasure, like I say, to have you on board with me. Now, My next guest, Matt Barber, is a founder and editor-in-chief of BarbWire.com. You've got to go over and check it out. That's BarbWire.com. He serves as the Associate Dean in Liberty University School of Law. He is an attorney concentrating in constitutional law. Great, because we need a real constitutional law attorney, if you get my drift. He's written a book called Hating Jesus. Who could hate Jesus? Matt, thanks for joining me today.
Hey Joe, how are you, my friend? Thanks for having me on.
Good, good. We're gonna have, I'm telling you, we're gonna have a lot of fun today because I love this stuff. I love how people assume and they come up with their own way of thinking of things. The Bible's nothing more than a bunch of fairy tales, a bunch of nice stories. Jesus was a good guy. Except when he tells you you might be doing something wrong, then I go nuts. Okay, so what caused you, what popped in your head and said, you know what? This is getting crazy. I've got to write a book about this.
Well, as you know, Joe, I'm a weekly columnist. I write a column for Barbed Wire and for a number of different websites. I know you published some of my columns on your own website.
Love
it. I write for WND and Town Hall. And I've been writing about this stuff for 10 years. Really, you know, when we look at all the political and cultural manifestations that we see with the polarized, you know, the left versus right and liberal versus conservative, and it's been my observation that when you boil it down, it really comes to a right versus wrong scenario. It comes to a biblical versus non-biblical. And from the 30,000-foot level, this is spiritual warfare that we're talking about. So the title, Hating Jesus, Hating Jesus, the American Left's War on Christianity, is about just that. You know, Christ said that they are going to hate you because they first hated me. And they hate Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. They hate truth. So this is an assault on truth itself in the person of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And so I wanted to show how, you know, religious liberty here in the United States is under assault. Christians are being persecuted in kind of a soft persecution. You know, we're not being beheaded here,
right,
in the U.S. like our brothers and sisters around the world. But we're seeing, you know, the baker, the florist. We're seeing people like Kim Davis thrown in jail for refusing to participate in a so-called gay marriage ritual. This is escalating at a fast rate. And ultimately, the secular left hates Christians. It hates the truth. It hates Christianity because they hate Jesus.
This is going to make for bad radio, but I'm pretty much 100% in agreement with you. You know, you think about this stuff, and you think about how far we've come from where we started in this country, how far we've come from religious freedom, which is what I believe our founding fathers wanted. I believe that we were founded on biblical principle, and now we've got to the point where they're saying even Thomas Jefferson wanted nothing to do with God. Did the country really begin with Christian principles, or am I just drinking the Kool-Aid?
Yeah, absolutely, and the historical record is unequivocal on that fact. Despite the historical revisionism that we see pushed by the left, by groups like the ACLU and People for the American Way and Americans United for Separation of Church and State, these are historical revisionists who want to whitewash and do away with our Judeo-Christian history. You know, people don't realize. People say, oh, well, you want a theocracy here in the United States. No, that the First Amendment, so-called Establishment Clause, which is a mere 10 words, says that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. And I always like to boil that down. I say, who do you suppose our founding fathers, those at the Constitutional Convention, who do you suppose the framers of the Bill of Rights were referring to when they said Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion? They meant Congress, the United States Congress. They didn't mean the teacher. They didn't mean your municipal, you know, your mayor. They didn't mean state legislators. They meant the United States Congress. And Jefferson himself, in a letter to Benjamin Rush, was abundantly clear that what they were talking about was that they would not have Congress, would not create a federal Christian denomination like they had in Great Britain with the Anglican Church. That was it. In fact, all 13 colonies had official Christian denominations.
And
they were little.
I know. It's in there. But go back to England for a second, because I don't think people realize something. There was an official state religion or official country religion in England. King Henry was at the head of that, basically, correct?
The Anglican Church. Again, if you weren't Anglican, you were persecuted. That was the whole point. And people say, you know, you have groups like the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Talk about hating Jesus, hating God.
I call them the Freedom From Religion Freaks, and I get hate mail from them on a regular basis. It's like they go into an they hear the name Jesus, and they go into an epileptic fit type of seizure. You know what I'm saying?
They you know, they're atheists. And, you know, there are two things interesting about these atheists, like those at the Freedom From Religion. Number one, they say there is no God. And number two, they just hate his guts. it's quite hilarious. There is no God, and we hate him.
You hate something that doesn't. You hate something that doesn't exist. And we're the ones that need reprogramming. We're the ones that need medication. Okay, I can see how that works.
Right, but my point was, you know, the title of their group. In fact, yes, we were founded for the freedom of religion. They, you know, they put it in the First Amendment because they thought it was pretty important. It's, you know, in the very First Amendment. So our nation was clearly founded on Judeo-Christian principles with 13 Christian little mini theocracies, if you want to call them that, at least official Christian denominations for all the colonies, all 50 in all 50 states. If you read the constitutions of all 50 states, they are teeming with references to God and his benevolence, many of them to Jesus Christ himself. Yet they don't specifically, you know, mention Christ in the United States Constitution, except for when they say in the year of our Lord. Who do you think they were referring to in the year of our Lord? But organic law, of course, is the Declaration of Independence, which is very clear that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Well, the secular left wants to alienate our first freedoms, our unalienable first freedoms to religious expression and freedom of speech. And so, that, you know, the Orwellian left is working overtime to try to shut Christianity down.
Hey, Matt, I believe in capitalism, and I got to pay for the show, so we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Do you hate Jesus or do you love Jesus? Come on back and find out. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
He was a famous shopping man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style.
We are back. Let's sit down. We're going to get to it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't want to waste my guest time. I want to get him right back on. You guys know the drill. Head over to the website. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can read some great writers up there on the website as well. There's just a lot going on up there. Matt Barber joins me. He's the founder and editor-in-chief of BarbWire.com. That's BarbWire.com. Head over there after the show. I want you to listen to what's going on here. He serves as an associate dean with Liberty University School of Law. He is an attorney concentrating in constitutional law. Perfect person to have on with me today. Matt, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me on.
And let's get back to, you know, people think that because we're Christians, people think because we want to follow the teachings of Christ, that we want to force that, unlike some other religious groups, we want to force that down some, you know, people's throats. We want them to live like we're living no matter what. That's not necessarily true. It's not for me, anyhow.
No, and it's not for me either. I mean, obviously, the Great Commission says that we need to share the good news of the gospel and be ready and prepared to give an answer for why our faith, we have faith, and why our faith is strong. And that's certainly an important part of what we as Christians are to do. But mainly, you know, our number one job is just to love the Lord, to love and serve Christ. And I know that's what you try to do with your life, but Joe, that's what I try to do with my life. And, you know, it's getting more and more difficult in a culture right now where biblical Christianity is becoming more and more verboten. You know, I mean, we're living in a time that it's surreal. It's like an alternate universe where we have a United States president.
Ex-president Olamo.
Issuing unilateral, unconstitutional edicts that demand that they have to open up the locker rooms and bathrooms and showers of little girls, you know, to grown men who can come in and shower in alongside these little girls and everything if the man just decides subjectively that on that given day he feels like a woman, you know. it's absolutely absurd what is happening in our culture with the onset of the so-called gay marriage.
But brother Matt, you know,
ex-president Olamo
is a brother, you know, because, you know, he went to the same church for 20 years and, you know, he was under that pastor. So obviously he knows what the love of Jesus is all about. And, you know, I love this stuff when people say to me, how do you speak about him like that? He's one of yours. Well, no, my Bible says I know them by their fruits. I haven't seen any Christian fruit falling off of him anywhere.
Listen, President Obama, I'm fully convinced, is a pagan. He is an out-and-out secular leftist pagan. I don't believe he believes in God. He may believe in some concept of a deity, but clearly, as you mentioned, you are known by your fruits. And when every single one of his public policy positions flies in the face of the clear teachings of Christ and Christianity and God's truths relative to morality and human sexuality and the sanctity of human life, you know, here's a guy who voted against Illinois' version of the Born Alive Infant Protection
Act. I know.
He literally believes that if a baby is born and it's alive and crying, if the mother's intention was that baby was to be aborted, he believes that the doctor should kill the child through omission. So lay it aside and let it die.
I have the audio on that, Matt. I've played that several times when I've been interviewing certain people and saying, look, listen to him. He's advocating murder. There's no way around it. He's advocating murder. When that umbilical cord, well, I believe before this, but think about this. Layperson, when that umbilical cord is cut and that heart is beating and that human is breathing, it's now murder when you stop those things.
It's so evil. It's just wicked, Joe. There's, you know, you're not a guy that minces words. No. I'm not a guy that minces words. I believe that Barack Obama is an evil man. Yes, I'll say that. Yes, Right Wing Watch will quote me on that. Yes, that's fine. I believe that he is an evil man who is, as my wife says, he's a tool of Satan. That's what my wife calls him. But, you know, this is the same president who believes he could kill a baby after it's born. Boy, reminiscent of Baal worship and Moloch, yeah. The pagans of old, sacrificing children, and also believes that you're a bigot if dad, when a grown man walks into the shower with your 6-year-old daughter at the YMCA in the women's locker room, you're a bigot if you try to prevent him from going in and doing that. I mean,
Matt,
illogic.
I know this is not right, but I would lose. If somebody walked in on my daughter, I'd lose my Christianity for about 15 minutes. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, I would have a hard time holding back.
Listen, I don't believe that that's losing your Christianity. When a man, I believe it's a Christian duty for a man to stand up and defend his family, his daughter, protect his daughters. And, you know, our Christianity today, people have this idea of Jesus as this passive, you know, the hippie Jesus with his hands folded, this pious. Because I recall he kicked over some tables and was cracking a whip.
That's my favorite story. I tell people that all the time. You guys have got this view of this Jesus walking around going, yes, I love you, child. You be good. I love you. And this man tore up the temple, okay? He called the most powerful men of the day hypocrites, right? I mean,
brood of vipers.
Doesn't sound like a soft touch to me.
This idea that we need to be nicer than Jesus is just ridiculous. Yes, we are to love everybody. Yes, we love our enemies. Yes, we pray for our enemies.
Yep.
But if a grown man tries to expose himself or exposes himself to my daughter, I have 11 and 12-year-old daughters, I'm gonna knock him out, then I'm going to help him up, and yeah, I'll love him, I'll tell him about Jesus, but I'm going to protect my daughters first and foremost.
I agree with you. You know, one of the things that I get beaten up for on a regular basis, and even for my right-wing Christian friends, I say, look, guys, we are a representative government, okay? And here's how I see it. And the states have proved it out in the beginning days. And I said, if you want to live in a Jewish neighborhood, you know, you want the Jewish kind of lifestyle, then you move to a neighborhood that's Jewish, you elect Jewish officials. You know what I'm saying? You create a representative government that represents the way you want your life. Same thing if you're in a Christian area. Same thing if you're and you could tell me I'm wrong. I mean, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. That's what a representative government to me is all about. And the states in the early days when they were laying down their constitutions with religion and God and what have you, that's exactly what they were doing, weren't they? Or am I off on this?
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. And I document this thoroughly in my book, Time for a Shameless Plug, Hating Jesus, the American Left's War on Christianity.
No, that's what you're on here for. Keep doing that, too, because I'm terrible.
Yeah, yeah. People can go to barbwire, barbwire.com. You can order there. Of course, go to Amazon and just put in Hating Jesus. And you can get your hands on it. But we document thoroughly. I have had a researcher go through. We've got all the documentation showing, you know, that it's an unassailable fact that we were a nation, a Christian nation, founded first and foremost and primarily the vast majority of our founders were Christian men, Bible-believing. Today they would be called, you know, by the secular left, they'd be called right-wing fundamentalist Bible-thumping Christians. Those are the men who founded the United States of America. And the secular left wants to reinvent, recreate an America in their own secular humanist self-image, something more like a kind of a Euro-socialist, godless, kind of a pagan, a European type of government that Bernie's pushing and Hillary's pushing and Obama is all for. And, you know, there are many of us that are saying, no, we are a constitutional republic. The Constitution is founded on Judeo-Christian principles. We're going to stand firm, and we're not going to go down without a fight.
And our founding fathers were never against an atheist, if you would. They were never ones that they were okay with the different religious beliefs, were they not?
Well, sure. I mean, Thomas Paine was a well-known. I don't know that he was an atheist. Some people say he was a deist, but he was not a Christian. But you know, he wasn't thrown in the stockades for refusing to, you know, say that Jesus is Lord. He was one of the founding fathers, but it's clear that we were founded in the United States of America. The Christian religion is the founding religion, and certainly we have a nation that is open to people of other faith traditions, and even, you know, even Muslims, in so far as their practice of Islam doesn't comport with the Quran, because the Quran itself is counter-constitutional, Sharia law. So insofar as people are willing to live within the confines and the boundaries of our constitutional republican form of government, then have at it. In the Christian faith is never at odds with the Constitution, despite the fact that the left tries to say it is.
Yeah, it's really funny how we as Christians would allow them to practice their religion as they know it, but they would have no part of us, you know, practicing ours as we know. We got to go for a quick break, Matt. We'll be back in a second. I got a lot of questions for you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Matt Barber joins me. He's written a book called Hating Jesus. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Yeah, you know, some of the stuff that we put up with, it's almost like you got to be on cocaine to even try to have it make sense. I am Joe. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Read some of the writings. I got some great writers up there. Let me know what you think. Whether you like it, you don't like it. It really doesn't matter. You know, you just got to get involved. You just got to get engaged in these conversations. Matt Barber joins me. He's the founder and editor-in-chief of BarbWire.com. He serves as an associate dean with Liberty University School of Law. He's an attorney concentrating on constitutional law. I just love that. And also, he's written a book called Hating Jesus. And it's not that he hates Jesus. Right, Matt?
Absolutely not. I love Jesus. It's Hating Jesus. the American left's war on Christianity, and that's what we're seeing happen right now at an increasing level in the United States.
Now, you said something during the break with me. I want to tell you something. My first year, one of my first shows I did, and the station extended me a second hour over it, was I had, you ready for this one? I had an imam, a rabbi, a pastor, and an atheist in the studio all at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. And you know, if you got to know my personality, to add fuel to the fire, the very last comment I said, look, you guys all say ultimately, well, not all of you, but the majority of you say you basically pray to the same God. Although I am thoroughly confused because your God has a son. Your God's still waiting for the Messiah to show up. Your God has no son. He's looking for, you know, Muhammad's his guy driving everything. And I looked at the atheist and said, you got nothing. I don't know what you got. You got nothing. And, you know,
Oh,
that was like throwing fire on an open flame. I mean, you could feel the heat level. Right. You know?
Well, that's a popular refrain that all the monotheist religions worship the same God. Nonsense. As Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And so, you know, if there is one path and one path only, that's what the Christian faith holds. That's what Christ held and said. And as C.S. Lewis has famously said, Christ was either a liar, you know, a lunatic along the lines of someone who says he's a poached egg, or he was who he said he was, the Son of God, God incarnate. And that is the God that we worship, not this manifestation of some imaginary God named Allah. I've written articles, Joe, and this will get some of your listeners riled up, but I've written an article pointing out that effectively the Bible calls Satan a great deceiver, calls him the deceiver, and the Quran brags that Allah is the deceiver, is the greatest deceiver. So who do you think Allah might be? I have an idea.
That's the other thing that I tell people all the time. You know, you don't want to believe in spiritual battle, spiritual warfare, but the Bible says that these two groups go, you know, you go all the way back to the story of Abraham. These two, look at where these two groups came out of. Look at why they're fighting, why there's always going to be angst between them. You can't fix it sitting at a dinner table somewhere. It's just not going to work out that way. The other road that I want to go down with you is my wife's been doing voter registration at the church and hearing, you know, all over the country, obviously, but here in California. She doesn't tell them what party she belongs to or anything like that. What I really think is funny is you want to talk about deception. The great deception is the Democratic Party is for religion or freedom thereof. The Democratic Party is for, you know, always a life. The Democratic Party is for the love of Jesus. And when you explain to them, no, the Democratic Party actually tries for God out of their platform. No, the Democratic Party is for abortion. And these young people, they don't get it. They look mystified. Ooh. We do a lousy job of getting our message out there. This great confusion happening.
People don't realize, you know, the Democratic Party has been on the wrong side of history throughout history. They were the ones pushing for slavery. It was the Republican Party that passed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. That it was the Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, that issued the Emancipation Proclamation. You know, it's the Democrats have always been on the wrong side of history on these transcendent political, spiritual, moral issues, and they continue to be so today. The great, you know, the modern day Holocaust that we're seeing is millions of babies being sacrificed at the altar of freedom of choice and dismembered alive in their own mother's womb, and it's the Democrat Party, that is pushing at it, is behind it, and once again, I believe that history will look back and say that they were on the wrong side of history and that they are responsible for the mass slaughter of tens of millions, hundreds of millions of children, ultimately, when they all said and done.
I find it amazing that they could sit there with a straight face and talk about the sanctity of life and how they believe that, you know, a woman should have the right to choose. Look, you and I are on the same page, and I wrote an article said, why do women get to play God? And I laid out the fact that she could be walking to an abortion clinic. If I jump the curb because I'm texting or something, I hit her, she lives, baby dies. Guess what I'm brought up on? Manslaughter charges.
Yeah.
How much dope do you have to smoke to have that make sense?
How is the blatant incongruity there missed on people on the left? But when have they been consistent? This is the same party, mind you, that says that a man who wants to pretend to be a woman is a female, is a woman. When it's, you know, down to the chromosomal level, he's, you know, he's as male as he's ever been, as male as he's going to always be. So a party that lives in this, operates in are self-defeating and inherently contradictory.
Matt, and again, I know this is a little off-topic, but the bottom line is we are talking about confusion. We are talking about godless people wanting to be godless, and look what it gets them. I mean, you've got one group that's screaming and yelling, and the Dems are supporting it, you know, about the transgender issue, gay and lesbians, and then you've got another group that the Dems are supporting that want to be gender neutral. There's no reason to be a gender. We shouldn't have any genders. We shouldn't refer to genders. Then why do we need male and female bathrooms? Well, I mean, I am so confused by what they, even if I want to conform and live the way they want me to live and call them what they want me to call them, they don't even know what they want to be called.
Yeah, and then in the same breath, they'll turn around and trip over themselves to be apologists for the Islamic political structure. And that's what it is. It's not really a religion. It's a political, socio-political structure, Sharia law. And so, you know, people like Obama are apologists for Islam, and this is the so-called religion that throws homosexuals off of, you know, 10-story buildings to their death as a matter of course, that stones women to death for being raped. They're raped.
It's confusing.
You know,
it's
mean,
just so confusing.
It just doesn't make any sense. Again, it's completely incongruous, but the reason is because they have a share of the progressive left, the Islamic religion, if you will. They have a common enemy. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, and the common enemy is who? Christ. Which brings us back to another shameless plug for my book, Hating Jesus. And I would encourage people to go to Amazon and get it, please.
You
I have to pay for my kids' college.
When you talk
Jesus,
to when you talk to people who aren't even religious, okay, there are, you know, you go to some of the colleges, you talk to people who aren't religious, and you talk to them about Jesus, the majority of them, right, will say, well, he was a good guy, you know, he went around talking about peace and love and acceptance, and so it's really funny how this is being done. They're not saying, no, he wasn't God, he wasn't this, he wasn't that. What they're teaching them on campus, hey, he was a great guy, he was a great philosopher, he was a loving person, which makes it a little bit more, you know, acceptable, but no, not a religious thing. Do you know what I mean? They're kind of pulling the shades over their eyes.
Well, I know exactly what you mean, but once again, here we are getting into a self-contradictory statement.
Right.
Jesus, throughout the New Testament, throughout Scripture, claimed that he was God incarnate, the very Son of God, and that nobody had access to God the Father except through him. So if he was this great, you know, moral teacher and this really neat guy, the philosopher that everybody should listen to, that he was a liar. And if he's a liar, how can you be that kind of a liar or a delusional maniac and claim to be God and be a great guy at once? You can't. So he says, again, as C.S. Lewis says, he's either a liar, a lunatic, or he was who he said he was, the Son of God, and you can fall at his feet and worship him. Which I choose to do. I believe
Amen.
That he is the Son of God.
I'm
that
with
came
you.
To this earth, that he was crucified and born and resurrected, and I'm glad to serve him.
Oh, my God, we're both nuts. We believe that somebody rose from the dead. Now, that's impossible, Matt. Listen, I've been with Christian people. Now, I won't call them friends, but I've been with Christian people who believe that the book is just a big book of fairy tales. It's not really true. And I say to them all the time, then how can you be a Christian? Because that's the only book that teaches about the life of Christ, the guy you say you follow. But isn't he a fairy tale too? These Christians are so confused, are they not?
Well, yeah, and as Paul said, if Jesus did not rise from the dead and ascend to heaven, then we are to be the most pitied of all people.
okay.
He said that all of Christianity hinges on the resurrection.
Yep.
And if the resurrection is a lie, if it didn't happen, then Christianity is what a lot of people say it is.
Wow.
Just another tradition, kind of a faith tradition. But I don't believe it is. I believe Christianity is absolute truth because he did rise from the dead.
Well, it's one of the reasons they like to try to remove me from the school board, because I believe that those aren't just stories. I believe that they're real. I believe that everything that Bible says about Jesus, everything that Bible says about the love of God is true, and it just makes them nuts, just nuts. Hey, give people give people another plug for your book. We're going to put it up in our Amazon bookstore too, so they'll be available to get it there as well. Where they can find your writings and all of that. Tell them all about Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, barbwire, barbwire.com is our website. The book is Hating Jesus, the American Left's War on Christianity. They can get it at Amazon. They can get it at Barbed Wire. And my weekly column comes out first every Friday night at WND.com at WorldNet Daily. And then it's published in multiple publications throughout the week.
Great, man. Hey, thanks for being with me. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good writing. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.